Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you said you're going to look at everything on defense. Will we see any changes on defense?
I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's, you know, obvious that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls, John, that go that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. And so that is definitely underway. You know, as we get out of practice today, I'm looking forward to seeing the speed. We're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and we will do that.
That was Thursday when he was asked, you know, remember, after the game in Dallas a week ago last night, he was peeved, to say the least, about the defense in particular, and said, everything's on the table. We're going to look into everything. And then we didn't hear anything from him until Thursday. He pushed everything back on Monday. And John Kimes' first question is, you know, you said we're going to, you know, you're going to look at everything. So what'd you find when you looked into it? And he said, I think what you're going to see is improved play. Well, all right then. We're good. We're good. But didn't talk about anything in terms of a big blockbuster headline. It was no big overhaul necessary. It's small calibrations and adjustments. So that's what we're going to do. We'll see if that works. Look, there aren't a lot of answers. It is everything. It's not just Joe Witt Jr. It's not just personnel. They got a lot of issues defensively, and they lost probably their best defensive player this year anyway in Dorrance Armstrong. So it's going to be tough tonight at Kansas City on defense. But the way you pull these games off when you are deficient on one side is somehow you end up winning that mistake battle, and you end up winning the time of possession, and you control the football and keep your defense on the sideline. That is in play. So if you ask me, is it doable? Yes. If so, how? I laid it out for you last hour multiple times. Max, I've not asked you, is it doable tonight? And I mean, if so, how?
Any given Sunday or Monday night in this case, but I don't, the defense has got to step up, and they have shown no signs of being able to take that step. Now, if Mahomes or Andy Reid or just, you know, the Chiefs just have an off night, if Steve Spagnuolo is, you know, he wakes up sick and he can't coach the game and somebody else has to fill in on defense, maybe, but I just need this defense to show a little bit of life. I think the offense will be fine, as you said earlier in the show. Because Marcus Mariota has shown me that he's more than capable of running that offense, especially when you have Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel back. But this defense is so banged up that the secondary needs to flip a switch like they did kind of coming down the stretch at the end of last year. Do I have any hope that they will? Not much, but, you know, man, this is why we play the games. Any given Sunday, it could happen. But I'm not holding out hope.
I'm actually, this is a hunch, not based on anything. I have a hunch that Chris Rodriguez Ooh. Is going to be a factor tonight on offense. Not to the, you know, exclusion of Kroski Merritt. I think they'll both be in there. But you need some physical wins.
Some punch you in the mouth.
At the line of scrimmage with an offensive line that's pretty decent. you know, pretty decent with Paul and with Cosme back and their ability to perhaps move. You know, it's tough to move Chris Jones. And Nick Bolton is just flat out one of the best. Just, he's so good, 32. You guys know Nick Bolton for them. Chris Jones, obviously, is, you know, goes without saying. McDuffie's outstanding. I'm a big Karlaftis fan. Karlaftis, to me, is Ryan Kerrigan incarnate. They're the same player. There's nothing dynamic. There's nothing game-changing about the way they play, but they are just super stout, super strong, and end up, you know, getting results because of strength more than, you know, style or quickness or, you know, get off, etc. But Chris Rodriguez, maybe tonight. How about 8 carries for 42 yards? Okay, just over 5 yards a carry. You know, out of that zone read, it's tough. When your quarterback is a run threat and presented as one, it makes it hard on a defense. Washington's got to do that tonight. Marcus Mariota has to be a big part of what they do in the run game. All right, Mike in Potomac. Mike, is it doable tonight, and if so, how?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm listening to everything.
Whoa, Mike. Put Mike back on hold. That phone's no good. We'll go to Mark in Largo. Mark, is it doable tonight, and if so, how?
It is very doable, and here's the reason why. Like you said, every year we always have an upset for us. But here's the most important point, Kevin. The last time we beat the Kansas City Chiefs, you were 20 years old and I was 13 years old. We have not beaten the Kansas City Chiefs in 4 decades. That's pretty astounding. The third reason why I think we're going to do it is because
1-10 against the Chiefs. Huh? Never have won at Arrowhead. Only stadium we haven't won in.
Okay, that may be true. True. That, we never won an
Arrowhead. Adding to your point. It is true.
Right. I agree with you there. Now, I think the most important reason why I think we're going to win is because I think Joe Witt is probably going to have to come out of his bag of blitzing like crazy. He's going to have an exorcism of Greg Williams inside of him where you could just blitz like crazy, and I think that will benefit everything. But I also agree with you, the running game is going to be very, very important too. And 4 is, Kevin, how did you like that Miami-Atlanta game yesterday? I'm just curious. Your great, great son.
You're so good.
How did he do that?
You're so good.
Brother?
What time's your show tonight? What time are you on? You know, by the way, what was interesting about that, what was interesting about that is you do know that he was nowhere near the top 3 reasons why that happened. They couldn't get off the field.
Oh God, Kevin.
They couldn't get off the field. I paid attention to the game.
No, I swear.
Well, no, did you see? Miami literally drove the ball and scored on every possession. They couldn't get Tua and Achain and Ollie Gordon off the field. It was pathetic. He did not play well, though. He did not play well. But their defense was. What?
You know what I don't understand about the Falcons? To me,
nobody cares about the Falcons.
They have the triplets as far as talent. Robinson, Drake London, and Pitts.
Well, London didn't play. He was inactive.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
And Bijan in the first half was 3 carries for 2 yards.
That's unacceptable. Yeah. Look, let me
okay.
say.
Okay, enough about the Falcons. What time's your show? Just let everybody know what time you're on tonight. I'll talk to you later. Mark in Largo, everybody. Let's go to Dontell. Dontell in Frederick. Is it doable tonight, and if so, how?
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
You said something earlier I want to say real quick about Austin Reeves. Man, he's that dude. And he's got to get out from behind LeBron because they're holding him back. But I had to say something.
They're
something
holding
about
him
Austin
back?
Reeves.
Yeah, exactly. He had 51 last night. That's insane.
He's playing in the shadow of LeBron and Luka, just like the Josh Giddey was with SGA. I mean, he's just got to get out of it. He's a good ball player, man, and his talents.
By the way, he's better than Giddey.
I probably agree with you on that, but I don't. Giddey can play.
But Giddey, there's not the killer. Giddey doesn't have that killer instinct. Reeves does.
Right, Reese does. You are absolutely right about that. But to get to your question about tonight,
yeah.
And we have a legitimate shot, I believe, because after that debacle last week in Dallas, I truly believe in Dan Quinn. I think he's going to have somehow, I don't know how, but I think he's going to have this defense ready to roll. And the key point to it, here's the point. This is how we beat him. In Arrowhead, he dials up a blitz that gets Jacob Martin free, and he knocks Mahomes out the game.
Okay. Well, you know what? Tonight, I'm wishing for Mahomes to get knocked out of the game. Nothing severe, nothing serious. He's back next week. But somehow, he doesn't play tonight. That would be interesting. If you're wondering who the backup quarterback in Kansas City is, it's Gardner Minshew. And you know what? He'd probably have a lot of success against our defense as well. Thanks, Dontel. Chris, go ahead. Is tonight doable, and if so, how?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Kev?
Hey, Chris.
Tonight's not doable. Here's the problem. Have you ever gone into a week where your team is playing your backup quarterback, and the ask of the backup quarterback is not, hey, just do a little bit more, keep the offense moving somewhat. And let the defense just carry you. It always has to be that way. The defense always has to carry you. That's not the case this week, Kev.
That's true.
Our backup,
he's got to have a great game. He's got to literally have a phenomenal game tonight for them to have any chance.
But the spotlight for all of us watching this team right now, the spotlight is on our defense. And our defense is too slow. Kansas City, Andy Reid, they're going to scheme up. Just envision this. They're going to scheme up Kelce on Sanders still, and they're going to scheme up all of their fast wide receivers on Wagner and the other linebacker, not Lulu, but the other guy who can't run. Like, they are going to have these guys. How many times?
Well, Jordan McGee actually can run. If you're talking about a linebacker, he can actually run.
Not with the speed they have. Not with the speed they have. I don't think. And you're going to have Lattimore running into our safety two or three times tonight.
Lattimore and Chin, really at least one collision tonight. Eight for eight.
I'm saying three collisions. There's three collisions in our secondary tonight. They're going to be running these guys off. And, even if can our offense really have sustained drives at this point? Because they're going to need either big plays or sustained drives. And we haven't seen any of those this year. Really, truly.
No, we've seen big plays.
Few and far between. And this
I don't know. The 55-yarder at the end of the first half against the Chargers to McCaffrey was a big play. There have been some big plays. I think tonight it's more about churning it out, on the ground, and getting into that 11-on-11 where you've got Kansas City guessing. Does he have it? Doesn't he have it? Who's got it? And a non-weakness on this team, and I'm putting it in those terms because there are a lot of weaknesses on this team, a non-weakness is the offensive line and their run blocking ability. I think they can run the football a little bit tonight. I'm going to be surprised if that's not a major emphasis. I don't want to see trickiness. I don't want to see a lot of horizontal football tonight. You know, if it's part of a combo read option RPO, that's fine. You know, Mariota, you know, faking it, pulling it, and then getting it out into the flat to Terry or to Debo, I'm fine with that. But it's all got to be option based, not design based.
One more point to that point, Kev, is that Mahomes and Kansas City, even if, let's say, you have a nice sustained drive, eight minutes, 9 minutes, something super long, they can score in two or three plays. Mm-hmm. Like they can do whatever kind of game they need to do to win the game, and that's why they're so successful. Right. If they need a 12, 15 play drive, they can put that together. If they needed two big plays, they do that too. And against our defense, we have no chance against that type of offense. Zero chance. So I'll let you get to other callers, but you know, I'm
thanks, Chris.
Gonna be
you've got no on whether or not it's doable, so you don't even have to describe how, even though you went into the hows and said they're not really hows tonight. Paulie, is it doable, and if so, how? Is Paulie there?
He was.
All right. By the way, I'm going to just predict what Paulie's going to say. Why are you guys all afraid? It's the NFL. You go in. We of course we can win this game. Y'all shouldn't suit up and even watch the game because it's so doable. I just gave you Paulie since he fell off the.
Since I screened that call, I can accurately attest that was pretty much.
Of course, it was going to be that. He's very predictable. Bernie, go ahead. Is it doable, and if so, how?
Hey, Kevin, the short answer is no, and my man earlier stole some of my thunder about the history. We always play them at the worst possible time. We've been good sometimes, and they've been better. And when they've been real good, we've been bad. I was at the only game in the rivalry that we won. It was
83.
At RFK Stadium, 1983. Yep. Game was over at halftime. That's when Riggins, Steisman, and Monk and everybody showed off. So it's bad mojo. The only saving grace, I think, though, is that the Chiefs might be looking to next week. I think they play Buffalo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, on a short week. Yeah, okay, good point. Could be looking ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, and Andy Reid is certainly not so. That's not lost on Andy Reid, but human nature being what it is, it could happen. That's the only hope.
So I'm just Bernie, because you and I are probably similar in our memories of the team, and I did have to go look this one up, but I looked it up last week when I was looking at the one win that they had against the Chiefs, because organizationally 1-10 against the Chiefs, and the only win was that game at RFK in 83. They actually were down 12-0 at halftime, and they came back and scored 27 unanswered in the second half to win the game 27-12. I didn't remember the particulars of the game either, but they were down 27, down 12-0 at halftime. This is the 83 Skins. Those 83 Skins, as you remember, were one high-powered offensive football team. This was week three. They were down 12-0. At half, Nick Lowry kicked four field goals. St. Albans High School, Nick Lowry.
I think I was probably thinking about most of that season. We were killing people at half.
Sure, exactly.
I probably 100%. Merged that in with the whole season. But anyway, maybe they're looking past us, and maybe we'll catch them off guard.
We'll see. Thanks, Bernie, as always. Let's go to Bay in D.C. Bay, go ahead. Is it doable tonight? And if so, how?
Hey, what's up, Kev? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Look, this game is more than doable. All they have to do is send that five, Patrick Mahomes, let it throw slants, don't go for the pump fake, light him up, and win the turnover battle. That's how we win this game. Win the turnover battle and put him under duress. No, nothing else matters. Put that dude under duress and make him think before he even think about crossing that line again. That's what I say, 34-24.
That is the badass way of thinking about it. And I would love it if somehow they could put him, in that kind of duress with a pass rush that is going to be hard to generate without sending like eight players. But yeah, it could happen. Of course, he makes pass rushes and blitzes look silly. And I don't know what they do behind it because they can't cover in zone, and then they make up for it by being terrible in man-to-man. Chris in Maryland, is it doable tonight? And if so, how? Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, sir?
Good. Go ahead, Chris. You're on.
Oh, I think it's doable tonight. Check this out. Kansas City gonna be missing two out of five starters on the offensive line.
Offensive
tonight.
Line, yeah. Simmons has been out for a while.
Yeah, and Smith's gonna be out too, right? And yeah. I think it's doable today. Listen, hey, and a lot of people say it's not doable. Look, you start the game off 0-0, right? So I think you guys gonna establish a run game a little bit tonight, and being able, I think Marcus Mariota's gonna have probably 40 to 50 rushing yards tonight. I think the RPO game is gonna be alive tonight, and just having Terry McCoy, it doesn't even matter if he's healthy or not. Having Terry and Debo out there, you're gonna draw some of the best corners on that side. And McDuffie's going to be over there. But and look, the inside game got to open up. This is a game for Zach Ertz to have a big game tonight in the middle of the field right here. It's doable. Coaches, you're going against Andy Reid tonight. You're going to bring your best game tonight. So I think it's doable.
The NFL, it's always doable, so I'm with you on that. I do think that... You know the idea that you're going to win the turnover battle has to be more than an idea. It's got to be a reality. They got to be +2 minimum in the turnover area. And Kansas City's got the fewest takeaways through 7 games. They've only fewest giveaways. They only have 2 turnovers on the season. And Washington, of course, has the second fewest takeaways next to the Jets. So. Things change. I'm not suggesting that should have a major bearing on tonight. You know, turnovers tend to be somewhat random at times, no doubt. They need it to turn in their direction tonight in a major, major way. All right, when we come back, we'll go around the NFL. It was not the best NFL day yesterday, that is for sure. A lot of boring games and blowouts. But there is one team that's starting to separate themselves. And you can laugh all you want, but the Indianapolis Colts and their margin of victory difference is starting to become a legitimate real thing. Don't forget, all of our NFL conversation on this show is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.